Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
America is in the midst of one of the most polarizing periods in its history. Adding to the divide in political viewpoints is the distrust of the media. The difficulty of separating truth from lies is the topic of a new book by Harvard professor Thomas Paterson of the Kennedy School of Government. The book is called How America Lost Its Mind. Paterson joined us to talk about the misinformation that he says has become common in this country.
The level of misinformation is rampant on issue after issue, everything from climate change to immigration to childhood vaccines. There are tens of millions of Americans who have ideas about the facts that are wildly at odds with the facts. And that's a real problem because it makes it very difficult, I think, for society to deal with its problems if people have very different alternative versions of what those problems are.
As you point out, political disinformation campaigns and the polarization that it creates has existed for decades. What makes this period of history such a case study for how misinformation spreads?
When I was growing up, to get the news, you looked at your local newspaper, the three broadcast networks. But today, it comes at you from a lot of different directions, and some of it's not reliable. We eliminated the Fairness Doctrine in 1987. That brought us partisan talk radio. And those shows today have an audience, a weekly audience, in excess of 40 million people. There are thousands of websites that deal with politics. Very few of them try to deal with reasoned discourse. And increasingly, Americans are taking sides, with Republicans, since Trump has been in office, being even less trusting of the media, Democrats more trusting.
Donald Trump, he began his presidency calling the media and the facts he didn't like fake news, as you pointed out. We know the president has a reputation for making claims that aren't backed up by evidence. What do you make of Donald Trump?
Donald Trump is almost kind of president onto himself. I mean, we've never had a president like this before. He lies with abandon, almost to the point where you fear that lying is becoming normalized in American politics. I think what surprised a lot of Republicans is the degree to which he's been able to kind of capture the Republican base. That's made it difficult, I think, for other Republicans in office to counter some of these claims. The importance of politics based on reality, on truth, I think Trump has denigrated that.
In the book, you quote philosopher Hannah Arendt's line that demagogues arise with the help of people for whom the distinction between fact and fiction, true and false, no longer exists. Is that where you think we are now with President Trump and the people around him who defend him?
The impeachment inquiry is a good example of that. We have all sorts of evidence from the intelligence communities that Russians were involved in hacking the DNC. Now we're seeing this alternative narrative about Ukraine actually being the culprit in this instance. You can see in polls it's starting to get some traction. The ability to trust each other depends on this sense of that you're being told the truth. And when that begins to erode, then other parts of democracy erode. And I do think it opens the door to demagoguery.
How can America recover from this? Or is the present the future as well?
I do think we've got to kind of restore the center in the Congress. I think the news media have to step up. They're a megaphone for much of this misinformation. And then I think the platforms have to step up. One of the more interesting things about fake news, for example, is that we like it. It travels social media about six times faster than actual news. There are more than a billion sites out there, and the idea that they can kind of easily separate the fact and the fake in social media, I think, is an illusion, but they could do more. Facts are places where we start to negotiate differences, and if we can't agree on the facts, then we have no starting point.
In terms of your criticism of President Trump, are you concerned people will lump you into the outrage cycle revolving around the president?
For nearly every example that I give of Republicans deluding themselves, I give an example of Democrats deluding themselves. Nobel laureate Daniel Kahneman said that we have an enormous capacity to ignore our own ignorance. When we're listening to our side, we can sit there for an hour and think that everything that is heard, that we've heard, is true, We spend an hour looking at what's happening on the other side, and we think almost nothing is true. And that's true of Republicans and Democrats alike. I don't think this problem of misinformation is a partisan issue. I think it's an American issue.
Thomas Patterson, professor at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, author of the book, How America Lost Its Mind. Thanks a lot for coming in. Good to see you.
Bob, thank you for having me.